Okay, morning, everyone. Today's daf is daf chaf and tomorrow. We're back on daf yutes. And hopefully today we'd like to make up some ground so we don't fall too far behind. Tomorrow's a fast. Tomorrow we're going to lose a little bit of time because of davening. Okay. We start back with the Mishnah. Recently, we started the third parak of Temura is all about Vlados and Temuros of Karbanos. The basic yisod of the entire parak is that the Vlad and the Temura are going to have the same Kedusha as the original. So the original is a Shlamim, so the Vlad is a Shlamim. The original is a Shlamim, the Temura is a Shlamim. Right? Everything's going to have its original status. There is an opinion that we discussed yesterday's daf, 2 days ago, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that the Vlad cannot be offered as a carbon, although that's only Xer Durabanan, that's not a Doraisa. Okay, but that's Shemi Gadol Behem Adarim Adarim, the fear is that you may just let them be. Okay, but that's Rabbi Eliezer. And then what we encountered is a Mishnah regarding the Vlad of a Toda. Vlad of a Toda is also going to be treated like a Toda. The only difference is that you don't bring Lechem for the Vlad, you only bring Lechem for the mother. Okay, that we discussed as well. And then we get on to the Temura of an Ola and a Vlad of the Temura of an Ola. Okay, and then we move on to the discussion of what becomes of a Temura Sola. So Temura Sola, that's easy, because Temura Sola is like an Ola. Hev Shet Nituach, Kalili Ishim. Good. That's easy. What about Vlad Ola? Now, you know that's weird. In other words, Vlad Ola, what's happening over there? The Ola is a male animal. So what kind of offspring are we talking about? So there are two scenarios in which we could be talking about the offspring of a carbon Ola. Number one is that I had an animal with Kedushas carbon Ola. I did Temura, so I passed it along to another animal who's a female. Okay. Now this female is walking now around with Kedusha's Carbonola because she is an extension of the original Carbonola. And then she has a baby and she has a baby boy, and that baby boy now is a Carbonola. Great. That's one way where we could be talking about a Vlad. What would be another possibility is where I go to a female and I invest this female with Kedusha's Carbonola. Now, as we pointed out, that's a little bit strange because that's not what the Torah wants. The Torah wants me to be Makdish, a male, for a carbonola. Okay. The Gemara doesn't discuss what kind of Isurim I may or may not have violated if I did so. But we're now just going to deal with the consequences. We're just going to deal with the result. The result is I have an animal now with Kedusha's carbonola, but she's a female. So I can't offer her. That's a given. I can't offer her. But if she gives birth, she gets pregnant, she gives birth, and the baby's a boy, so the baby can be offered as a carbon ola. So,
So don't you have to separate her from the herd once it becomes kodesh? I mean, you allow it to have
it's strange, admittedly. Okay, maybe she was already pregnant. All right. Anyway, what I said is correct? Partially. Partially correct. Go back over the Mishnah again and relook at the Mishnah again. And the Mishnah brought on this example that I just gave. Look at the second half of the Mishnah. I'm all the way back on Yerches Amud Beis. I'm on the Mishnah. I'm Afrish Nekeva La Ola. If you separate a female as a carbon Ola, the Yalda Zachar, and she gives birth to a male, so the Tanakam is of the opinion that, okay, let it develop a blemish, let it graze, develop a blemish, and sell its damim for an ola. That is the opinion of the Tanakama. And then comes along Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar says, "Who wants my yikravola? No, you can bring this animal as a carbonola." So what I said was correct according to Rabbi Elazar, but the Tanakama says no. Now, what's the difference? This was the first discussion that we saw in the Gemara yesterday. I'm just going to say it outside, and then we'll go back to the Gemara inside. What's the difference between the first case of the Mishnah and the second case of the Mishnah? Meaning, let's review. First case of the Mishnah is where the male was a carbonola. I then did a transplant, a temura, where I extended the kedusha from this animal to this animal. This animal happens to be a female. Then this animal gives birth and it has a boy. So the baby can be brought as a carbon. That's the first part of the Mishnah. And there's no debate in the first part of the Mishnah. I mean, that's clear. However, if I take a female and I'm makdish her with primary kedusha and she has a baby boy, so that's machlokus in the Mishnah between the Tanakam and Rebbe Elazar. What's the difference between the first case and the second case? So the Gemara proposed two answers. This we saw already yesterday. The first answer of the Gemara was machlokus, meaning just like there's a machlokus in the second case in the Mishnah, there's also machlokus in the first case in the Mishnah as well. And the first and the Tanakama of the Mishnah is going like Rebbe Elazar. That was approach number one. Approach number two is, no, there's a big difference between the two cases. What's the big difference? Because in the first case in the Mishnah, it all started with a carbonola, a real carbonola. And then I did tamur to this animal. But at least when I did tamur, look, this is a female animal. I know it's a box of tissue. But I'm saying this is a female animal. This female animal over here, she can't be brought as a carbonola, but she received kedushas carbonola because this was a carbonola, a real one, a male. So she received real kedushas carbonola because all this is just an extension of this. Now when she has a baby boy, that's it. Discussion over. Because she was invested with real kedushas carbonola. The baby now is invested with real kedushas carbonola. That's the difference between the first case and the second case. Good. That's all we did yesterday. And now we're going to be spending about approximately an amud of Gemara with the opinion of Rebbe Elazar. What's wrong with Rebbe Elazar? Nothing. I mean, Tanakhama disagrees, but nothing intrinsically is wrong with Rebbe Elazar. However, we're gonna put up two Rebbe Elazar side by side, and the Gemara is going to say that doesn't make sense. Now, the Rebbe Elazar that we know of in our Mishnah is the Rebbe Elazar that talks about you being mafresh a nikeva as an ola, female animal. You say it's an ola, and it gives birth to a baby boy, and Rebbe Elazar says, fine, offer it as a carbonola. That's what we see in our Mishnah. Reminu, the Gemara says, I will, however, point out that it's difficult based on the Mishnah later on. Not much later on. The Mishnah says, Tamuras Asham, Vlad Tamura, Vladan, Vlad Vladan, Atzav Ka'olam, Yirash Yisav, Miyamakir, Yiplu, Damav, Nadava, and Rebbe Elazar Omer Yamusu, sorry, Rebbe Eliezer Omer Yamusu, and Rebbe Elazar Omer Yavi, B'dameim Ola. Okay, you bring with the damim and ola. So Rebbe Elazar basically takes the same exact case, but instead of ola, it's asham, and Rebbe Elazar says you can't offer the child as a carbon asham. What? So in other words, there's a difference, there seems to be a difference for Rebbe Elazar between ola versus asham. Okay, so let me lay it out again. A female animal, I point to it and I say, I'd like it to bring it brought as an ola. Obviously it can't, it's a female. And it gives birth and it has a baby boy. So Rebbe Elazar says, in that case, you could offer the baby as a carbon ola. Done. Then we go over to a Mishnah regarding Asham. Same scenario. A female animal, I point to it and I say, I want to give it Kedushas carbon Asham. Obviously, I can't offer it as a carbon Asham. Asham has to be male. And then it has a baby boy. Rebbe Elazar says, let that baby graze until it develops a blemish. And then redeem the baby, redeem that animal, and the proceeds of the animal then you'll use towards the purchasing of a carbon asham. What's the difference between, it's the exact same case, one's with ola and one's with asham. How come in the ola case, Rebbe Elazar says offer the baby as a carbon, and in the asham case, Rebbe Elazar says no, don't offer the baby as a carbon? What's the difference between the two? That is the Gemara's question. One, two, three answers to this question, and it'll cover about an amud of Gemara. So let's see inside. We start again from Rav Chisam on the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Beis. We're going to quickly run through answers one. One we did yesterday. We started two yesterday. I'm Rav Chista, Rav Elazar, Divram, Derabban, and Kamar Lahu. Answer number one is Rav Elazar wasn't talking about his own opinion. He was speaking according to the opinion of the Chachamim. Lidi disreli dafi levlad nami kreva ola. Look, I'm good. Meaning, I think that the vlad of this female ola can be offered as a carbon ola. Right. Lidi tchudamina roev. Now, I know you Chachamim. And I know you think that you disagree with me, and the offspring has to graze. I know that. But odeli mi este mosos and davos yachid asli. But at least give me this. At least when you let it graze and develop a blemish and you sell it, at least let the proceeds go to private carbon. And the Amri lay mosos and davos sibrasli. And they say to Rebbe Lazar, no, not private, public. It's going to go to Nedava Sibor. Okay, that's answer number one, Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda's answer is essentially, Rav Elazar is consistent. He will consistently tell you that you can offer the Vlad as a carbon. Even though Mom can be offered as a carbon, but as long as a Vlad is fit, the Vlad can be offered by a carbon. That would be true by Ola, that would also be true by Asham. Good. That's answer number one. Answer number two, Rava Amar. Vlad Asham, or to say it a little bit more accurately, Avav Vlad Tamuras Asham, the Lake Shem Ola Al Imo, Moda Rabbalaza Dibadamav in Huatsmalo Krav. Answer number two is Rav's answer, and it basically says like this. Look, I went over to a female animal and I pointed and I said, this animal's an Ola. Okay. It can't be offered as an Ola. But it has status as a carbon Ola. Why? Because we find elsewhere in the Ola world that an Ola could be brought by a female. Where do we see that an Ola could be brought by a female? Birds. In the world of birds, a female bird can be brought as a carbon Ola. Torah does not require us to make any differentiation between male and female in the world of birds. So at least you see it's shayach. It's relevant to say that a female is an ola. Now in the world of animals, I can't bring it as a carbon ola because the Torah says you can't. Torah says you can only bring males. But at least it has status as a carbon ola. So what? Meaning it's really, you got to wrap your head around it. It has status as an ola, but I can't bring it as an ola? Sounds like we're philosophizing right now? No. Because if it then produces a baby boy, that status will now go down to the baby boy, and that baby boy can be brought as a carbon ola because it received the status from its mother. That's all in the world of ola. But now see if you can translate that to Asham. You can't. Because in the world of Asham, there's no such thing as a female Asham. The female Asham is not even a concept. So when I invest something with Kedushas Karban Asham and he is a she, it's a female animal, it has zero status whatsoever. And so because it has zero status whatsoever, it doesn't translate over to the child. Right? Good. That's Rav Chisda's answer. So Rav Chisda is giving us a fundamental difference between Ola versus Asham. Ola can have status even as a female. Asham can have no status, even as, no, not even, as a female. Esve Abaye. Okay. Abaye is going to challenge this answer. It's a good answer by Rava. Abaye is going to challenge because that's Abaye's job. It's Rava Stavrusa. So Esve Abaye v'chibai Rabbi Elazar Shem Ola Al-Ima v'hatanya. So Abaye says to Rava, why don't you consider the following? Hamafrish nekevel pischa. Point to a female animal and I say, I'd like this to be brought as my carbon Pesach. Okay. Karban Pesach has to be brought by a male. Right? The Torah says explicitly that your Karban Pesach, Zachar, Ben Shnaso. It's got to be male, it's got to be within its first year. Okay. So, and you point to a female animal and you say, this is a Karban Pesach. Good. Not good. Meaning, but what then becomes? Yirachi, Yistavi, Timakavi, Yiviba, Dameha, Pesach. Okay? So it's invested with Kedusha, and it now has Kedusha's carbon, but you can't offer it, so what do? Let it graze, develop a blemish, sell it, proceeds will go towards a real carbon Pesach, a male one. And maybe next time you'll get it right. Because you'll point to a male. Oh, wait. Okay, well, good. So, v'timakavi yavi b'dama pesach yalda. Now, what if it gives birth? And what if it gives birth to a boy? This female carbon pesach that you set aside. Yirachi yistar v'yimakavi yavi b'dama pesach. So same story with the child. Let it graze, develop a blemish, sell it. Proceeds are going to go towards carbon Pesach. Nishtaira achar Pesach. What if you let it linger until after Pesach? Tirachi tistar viyavi b'demeha shlamim, and you'll again, let it graze, develop a blemish, sell it, and let and bring the proceeds of it for a shlamim.
Age is not a factor here. Does an animal give birth within the first year?
That's a good question. It's a good question. I know you were mafresh in the keva, so now at this point in time, do we care how old it is? I
don't know. Korban has to be less than a year, right?
Correct. It has to be within its first year. Correct. Yalda, just wait 1 second. Let me just get through this. Yalda, Yirashi, Yistavi, Yamakavi, Yavid, Bidamav Shlamim. Okay, and after Pesach, he let it linger until after Pesach, and then it gives birth. Even the baby, same story. Let it graze, develop a blemish, shell it, and proceeds will go towards the Shlamim. Now, here's the money line. Rebbe Elazar Omer, Hu Atzmo Yikrav Bishlamim. No, if it gives birth and it has a baby, baby can be brought as a carbon shlamim. Okay, now let's think about this. What was Rava's big idea? And it was a very big idea. Rava's big idea is that if the mother has no status whatsoever, so then the baby, the resulting baby, cannot be brought as a carbon. Right? In the world of Asham, female Asham, there's no such thing. There's no status whatsoever, so therefore the resulting baby cannot be brought as a carbon. In the world of Ola, female Ola, that has status. So therefore the resulting baby can be brought as a carbon. So now, think about this. Female carbon Pesach. Is there such an animal? Right? Literally, I mean that. No status whatsoever. And meanwhile, Rebbe Lazar says that if it has a baby, after Pesach, it could be brought as a shlamim. And the Gemara articulates the question. There was no shem shlamim on the mother. There was no status to the mother. And v'amar Rebbe Lazar, yikrav shlamim. And Rebbe Lazar says, you could take the resulting baby that's born and offer it as a shlamim. So it seems like Rebbe Lazar is not buying into this concept of status, that mom needs a status. Okay, so essentially you're pointing to the Gemara's answer. Okay, the Gemara is going to deflect the Baye, and for essentially your explanation. But at this point, the Gemara is thinking, or Baye is thinking, that this Braisa about Karm Pesach is upsetting Rava's whole thesis that mom needs a certain status. So Amar Le Rava, so Rava says in his defense, skip next 2 words, Achar HaPesach Kamart Shani Achar Pesach, the most of Pesach Gufei Krav Shlamim. What are you talking about? You're talking now about after Pesach is over. After Pesach is over, meaning you set aside an animal for a carbon Pesach. Good. For whatever reason, you didn't use it on Pesach. After Pesach, it is Shlamim. It converts into a Shlamim. And so therefore, you ask me the question, well, does mom have any status? And the answer is, yeah, sure she does. Because you're right, mom couldn't be offered as a carbon Pesach, but after the Yantav of Pesach comes and goes, this now turns into a shlamim. Now, shlamim could be offered male or female. So you're asking me, does mom have status? And the answer is, sure, mom has status. So, Ihachi Niflag Nami Bereisha. So the Gemara says, okay, so that's true. Why doesn't Rebbe Lazar say something even before Pesach as well? I'm really Nachinami. Yeah, it's over. So his answer is, just like he argues after Pesach, where a carbon Pesach brought after Pesach is a shlamim, therefore mom has a status. Same thing is true before Pesach. Before Pesach, if I shech the carbon Pesach before the 14th day of Nisan, so then it also is a shlamim. And so therefore mom would have status as a shlamim, therefore the resulting baby could be offered as a carbon itself. And Rebbe Lazar, much like he argues after Pesach, would argue before Pesach as well. Good.
But the Rebbe Chanan was that also, it's not just Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Chanan was that we have learned in Zvokim that if you have a korban, then...
Correct, but we're not talking... You're right, but we're not talking now about the animal itself, we're really talking about the Vlad. Rebbe Lazar is telling us about the Vlad, and so that's why the Gemara brought it in over here. Good, that is the end of answer number 2. Okay, so far to date, we have now a seeming contradiction between Rebbe Lazar regarding Ola versus Asham. By Ola, Rebbe Lazar says a female Ola has a child, can be brought as a carbon. Ola, And by Asham, the Asham has a child, female Asham has a child, cannot be brought as a carbon Asham. What's the difference? Answer is, first answer of the Gemara is, he would say the same thing by Asham. He was just talking about the opinion of the Chachamim. He was not talking about his own opinion. That was answer number one. Answer number two by Rava, more fundamental answer, is that by Olamam has a status, by Asham mother does not have a status. Okay.
Has a status through birds, right?
Because it's relevant to say that mom has a status by birds. Okay, fine. Upligi abaye, or take out the word upligi, abaye ama lo palag midi. The gemiri lamakum shamosa holech, havlad holech laachar hapesa. I'm sorry, havlad holech. Okay. Abaye says, you know what? We can give a simple rule, it's not so simple, but we can give a rule, right, just a yesoda, basic fundamental tenet. With that tenet, everything will become crystallized. Okay? Gemiri, Rebbe Loza has a tradition, Lamakam Shamosa Holech, Havlad Holech. You want to know what's going to happen to the child? Look what happens to the Mosar. Now, Mosar means leftover. Meaning, if for whatever reason I don't need this animal, and now it becomes a residual animal, leftover animal, see what happens to this animal as a moser. Whatever happens to this animal as a moser is what's going to happen to the child. La'achar ha-pesach de moser krav shlamim, v'lad nami krav shlamim. Look, after Pesach is over, what happens to your carbon Pesach that you didn't offer on Pesach for whatever reason? It becomes a shlamim. So if it has a child, child also going to become a shlamim as well. It's very simple. And now, avalifnei Pesach imel lamayak tishal d'me Pesach v'lad namil d'me Pesach. And but before Pesach, however, mother is right now designated for the purpose of Pesach. Huh?
Premature.
Right now it's premature, yeah. And if he shechs it right now, shlamim. But at least right now, I ask you the question: what's mom for? Pesach. If let's say I know before Pesach I don't need it, what becomes of it? So it, if I shecht it, it becomes a shlamim. But right now, what should I do? I go to Rav and say, what do I do with this animal? He'll tell you. Well, hold it till Pesach. If you don't use it on Pesach, so after, in other words, and right now, let it graze, develop a blemish, and sell its proceeds for Pesach. Meaning the moser of it goes to Pesach. That's why before Pesach, the vlad also beforehand, it cannot be brought as a shlamim. In other words, the vlad is always going to follow the moser. And now, you take this principle and go back to your Ola versus Asham. And it's going to, and this principle will work there as well. Meaning, if I have a carbon Ola, I set it aside as a carbon Ola, and now it turns out I didn't need it. What happens to the Mosar? Bring it as a carbon Ola. What's going to happen to the Vlad? Bring it as a carbon Ola. Oh, but I have an Asham that it turns out that I didn't need. So what happens to the Mosar Asham, the residual Asham? Now you're going to sell it, and the residual is going to, and the proceeds of that. In other words,
you sell it after the moon, though.
Yes, yeah, right, correct. But in other words, the Mosar of an Asham is going to go for Dhamim, is going to go for its value. Same thing with the Vlad as well. Vlad cannot be offered as a carbon. Vlad follows a Mosar. Okay. Meza Ravukva Barchama Umi Amrina Midi'ima L'Demei Vlad Naim L'Demei V'Hatanya. The Gemara says, are you correct that if the Mosar is Dhamim, the Vlad is also Dhamim? Consider the following. Hamafrish Nekevla Pesach. Same starting point. Point it to a female animal and you say, this female animal is a carbon Pesach. Okay, strange, of course, but he uvladeh yurashisav v'yimakru v'yavi b'demein Pesach. So, yeah, first the opinion of the Tanakhama, which is, mom, of course, is not a carbon Pesach, because it's a female. Wait till it develops a blemish, sell it, and the proceeds will go to carbon Pesach. And the same thing is true with a Vlad. Good, because that's the Tanakhama. And then Rebbe Lazar Omer, who asks, well, you carve Pesach, and Rebbe Lazar says, the baby could be offered as a carbon Pesach. Now, this flies in the face of what Abaye teaches us. Because Abaye says that whatever happens to the Moser is going to happen to the Vlad. The Mosar, right now we're before Pesach. The Mosar, Damim. Vlad, offered as a carbon Pesach. What just happened over there? V'ahacha di'ima l'demei, v'ama Rebbe al-Azhar hu atzmo krav Pesach. So, Abaye, how are you going to handle this one? Mom is damim. Mom is just nothing more than value. And the baby that comes out is going to be offered as a carbon Pesach? What? So the Gemara defends Abaye and his answer, and he suggests that in that particular case, in that braisa that you just quoted, we're talking about when you were makdish the mother, you knew it was pregnant. Okay? Bulging belly underneath mom. Which only begs the question, what were you thinking when you offered it as a Karban Pesach? But, in other words, when you said that this would be a Karban Pesach, you actually already knew it was pregnant, and now, going back a week, 2 weeks in Temura, so you know an animal's pregnant, can you be makdish the fetus inside to the exclusion of the mother? Machlokis. Rav Yochanan says, you can. And right now, in order to defend Abaye, we will subscribe to the position of Rav Yochanan.
Why don't we say that since from the beginning, L'chadchila, he knows that the mother cannot be a Korban Pesach, when he makes that declaration, he actually means the Uber.
Good. And essentially, that's what the Gemara is saying. So, Ma'amfish Behemam Bebar Saskinan, Rabbi Lazar Savar Karabi Yochanan, Damar Im Shairo Mishyar, the ubar lav yerech imo hu the ima he de lo kasha kedusha saguf aval he oh cuz why cuz right let's change it aval hu thank you right aval hu kasha or hu kadosh. Thank you. Good. All right. Mom will not receive Kedushas HaGuf because mom's a female, right? That's not going to work. But because you knew that there was a fetus inside, how did you know it was male? Okay. Let's call it lucky. Let's call it lucky guess. 50% chance. Yeah. So the, that may present itself its own problem. Meaning you were makdish an animal not knowing its gender, and that piece of information.
But it's not a 50-50. Also, it's a bowel movement.
All right. Okay, fine. It's even less than 50. Right. Okay, whatever the case is. All right. I guess that could be in a discussion of itself. But right now, in defense of Abaye's answer, what we're going to say is that this particular case where Rebbe Lazar says that the fetus that comes out can be offered as a karban is that when you were makdish it, you were actually makdish it while it was pregnant, and we're going to subscribe like Rabbi Yochanan, that fetus and mother are two separate entities, and therefore you could be makdish the fetus to the exclusion of the mother. Now, Amalei Mazusha Bered Ramar LaRavinach, and I'm in the Sabra. And I know that sounds like it's saying a lot, but the Gemara says, that's a good answer. that's a good answer. The Behemah Bubar Saskinah Mediktani, He Uvladeha Vladoseha Sari Shmamina. Because when you read that Braisa, and you see the Braisa says, it and its Vlad. Meaning that Vlad didn't come into being. It was there already. Good. So the Gemara says, good answer. We move on. We're on the top now of your testament base. I'm Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Mod, Rabbi Lazar, Ben Mafish, Nekev, Lasham, De'ein, Benakrav, Asham. Rabbi Lazar agrees that if I'm Mafish in the Keva as a Karban Asham, the baby is not brought as a Karban Asham. Now, Pshita, another Gemara says, at this point in the game, isn't that obvious? Adkan lo kama Rabbi Lazar ala b'mafish kevel ola. Rabbi Lazar's position is limited only to where you were mafish mom as an ola. De'ika shame ola alimo, because mom has the status of an ola. The Gemara over here seems to favor Rava's explanation. Meaning we had three answers to explain Rabbi Lazar, but the Gemara over here seems to be favoring Rava's explanation. Where mom has status. Why does mom have status in Ola? Because by birds, the Torah does not differentiate between male and female. So at least you see that it's somewhat relevant to call a female animal an Ola. You can't bring her as an Ola, but at least she has status. Avagabi mafish nekevel asham, delekes shem asham alimo, afilu Rabbi Lazar ma'odid lo krav asham. But when you call mom an asham, there's no such thing. There's no such status as a female asham. It doesn't exist. Literally, I say over here, no such animal. So if mom has no status, how can baby then come out as a karban asham? So ilav dashmin and have amin a time of the Rav Lazar lamishum to shem olalimo lamishum bechazei v'alakrava v'ainami hachazei lakrava. The Gemara says, well, you know, you would have just simply thought, without this innovation of status, that Rebbe Elazar is just very simple. Look, mom doesn't have Kedusha, but the baby that comes out is male, okay, so baby could be offered as a carbonola. That's all. And in the world of Asham, I would have said the same thing. Well, mom can't be offered as a carbon Asham, but the baby that comes out is male, so baby could be brought as a carbon Asham. And it has nothing to do with the status of the mother. So Kamash Malan, so that's the Gemara says, that's what we're coming to teach us over here, is that you have to look and see if mom has any status. So the Gemara says, well, you could have upped the ante, meaning you could have said, well, if you set aside mom as an asham, the baby can't even be brought as a carbon ola. So because, as we learned previously, sometimes an asham can be converted to an ola. Iash mina ola, have mina ola, who delo kaved delo akshali me kedushas ola. I want to say ola. Take out the word ubra. All right, dilo kachali ima kedusha. Ava asham ema vlad krav asham. Again, I might have thought that if I would have just simply said that the baby cannot be offered as an ola, I would have said that. Okay, fine, can't be brought as an ola, but maybe it could be brought as an asham. Kamash malan, the chiddush is it cannot be brought as an asham as well. Okay. In conclusion, Rabbi Elazar says, look, here's what we know for sure. According to Rabbi Elazar, in the case where I was mafish a female as an ola, and it had a baby boy, Rebbe Elazar says, you can offer that as a carbonola. Okay? Can I do that by Asham? The answer seems to be no. What's the difference? So the Gemara's conclusion basically is, the difference is that by Ola, at least mom has a status of an Ola. Why? Because in the world of birds, there's no differentiation between male and female. Right. Even though we're talking about animals. By an Asham, however, there's no such thing as a female Asham under any circumstances, and therefore, the baby that comes out does not have Kedushas Asham. And that's all. Yeah, right. As I mentioned, it's in an Amud of Gemara dedicated to the opinion of Rebbe Elazar, who we don't happen to follow, but the Gemara just wanted to make sense of Rebbe Elazar's position. No, we follow the position of the Chachamim, which is both have to graze and develop a blemish, both mother and the offspring.
And then you bring the process.
Yeah, and the process will go to a carbon ola. Hamafresh nekevel asham. Okay, I know we've been talking about this now for the past 30 minutes, but here's the Mishnah. Hamafresh nekevel asham tirachit tistaviti makavi avibedam meha asham. Good. The im krav ashamo. Yiplu damav l'nedava.
The mother is also done the same way, right? Both mother and
mother and offspring.
Both in the same way.
Okay. So if you set aside an asham, a female as an asham, so same story. Tireh, let it graze until it develops a blemish, sell it, and the proceeds will go to an asham. The im krav ashamo, yiplu damav l'nedava. And if you offer the asham, your asham, so the proceeds will go towards nedava. Rabbi Shimon Omer, timakir shelo b'mum. Okay. And Rabbi Elazar says it could be sold without a blemish. Now, Rabbi Shimon's position, which we're going to spend a lot of time today on for the rest of today's daf, is basically as follows. What just happened over here? You had a female animal. You pointed to that female animal and you said, I would like to bring this as a carbon asham. Up until now, before Rabbi Shimon, we've been saying that mom has sanctity. Not just sanctity, kedushas haguf, intrinsic sanctity. Now, the problem is that the Torah wants me to bring a male, not a female. The Torah demands that I bring a male, not a female. So I can't bring this as a carbon, so I let it graze, develop a blemish, and okay. But in other words, mom has sanctity, though, to the point where I have to let it graze and develop a blemish. Rabbi Shimon says, way too sophisticated. Meaning, if mom is a female, right? Again, there we go with that very intelligent statement. If mom is a female, and I'm makdishit as an asham, it doesn't receive kedushas haguf. It only receives kedushas damim. And if you think about what Rabbi Shimon is saying, it really makes sense. But since mom can't be offered as a karban, So you didn't sanctify it as a carbon. You may have tried to. You may have thought it could. But when all said and done, it can't be offered as a carbon. So what did you do? All you did is just invest it with Kedushas Damim. And now if it only has Kedushas Damim, now what? What's the next step? Sell it. Do you need to wait till it gets a blemish? No. Because it doesn't have Kedushas Aguf. Good. Now, Rashi.
Would he let you put it to work?
Not while it has Kedusha, because it belongs to Bedek Abayis.
You're saying that there's like no Kedusha.
No Kedusha Saguf. It has Kedusha Zamim, which means it belongs to Bedek Abayis. But once Bedek Abayis sells it now, it's a regular animal. In fact, the difference between the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon is, it can be seen best, what happens after you redeem it. According to the Tanakama, it's Psula HaMukdashim, it has residual Kedusha. The only thing you can do is eat it. According to Rabbi Shimon, whatever you want. It never had Kedusha as a goof. Now, there should be another question which should be standing out. Why are we only hearing Rabbi Shimon now?
Yeah, exactly.
Where's Rabbi Shimon been now for the last 2 days? Right? This sounds like this Rabbi Shimon position should have been said by Ola at least one Mishnah ago. We should have been hearing Rabbi Shimon. Rashi. Take a look at Rashi on the Mishnah. Rashi writes, Timaka shalo b'mom, deho v'lo chaz yolo milsa, mom gamar hu ze v'lo kacha kedusha seguf, v'timakir biyad. I'm sorry, v'timakir miyad. V'tavi v'dameha asham, v'afagaf digame mafresh nekeba la'ola, lo palag Rabbi Shimon. And Rashi over here says, and why haven't we heard Rabbi Shimon earlier, specifically the previous Mishnah, by Ola? So Rashi says, "Devada by Imam Hasam Hu Deika Shame Ola Allah Ba'of." Yeah, there we go again. Because even Rabbi Shimon will give you that by an Ola, female Ola, it will have Kedushas Hagof. Again, I know this is confusing, and I know this is very subtle over here. Meaning, when we're saying by an Ola has Kedushas Hagof, not that you can offer it, because you can't, because it's female. But at least it will be invested with intrinsic sanctity simply because there is something out there called the female Ola. Right, so this will be a female Ola. Can't offer it, but it's an Ola. It's a carbon. It has Kedushas Aguf. Okay, but when it comes to a female Asham, there's no such thing as a female Asham. So therefore, from the very beginning, from its inception of Kedusha, it only obtains Kedushas Damim, not Kedushas Aguf.
Even by birds?
Well, no, there's no such thing. There's no such thing as a bird Asham. V'lamali, birds only come in the form of Olor Chatas. That's it. V'lamali tistav timakir kevan delochaz lamilsa hainamuma. So the Gemara says, now that you heard Rabbi Shimon sounds good. I mean, he makes sense. Female Asham, no such thing. Therefore, all it is Kedushas Damim. Right.
So when you sell it, you have to give the money to...
Oh, and when you sell it, the money's earmarked. The money will go to a carbon, but we're not talking about the proceeds. Right now, we're just talking about this particular animal itself. What kind of Kedusha did it receive? So Rabbi Shimon says it receives Kedushas Damim. And now that the Gemara hears that, the Gemara says, that's good. I understand that. And now the Gemara says, and what's the Tanakhama based on? That the animal now has received Kedushas Aguf. I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav, Hainu Taima Damrina, Migu Danachta Lai Kedushas Damim, Nachta Lai Kedushas Aguf. Right? Upgrade. You go to the airport, right, and you have a ticket for passenger, and for whatever reason, you're fit to go to first class, so you get an immediate upgrade. Never happened to me. I don't even know what I'm describing right now. Never happened to me. Yeah. But what the Gemara is now arguing on behalf of the Tanakhama is, it's a non-blemished animal. You try to invest it with Kedushas Aguf. Granted that what you said was totally ridiculous. You called it an Asham and it's a female, but it gets an immediate upgrade because it's a non-blemished animal. It goes from Kedushas Damim to Kedushas Aguf. Now you can't offer it because you called it an Asham and it's a female. But nevertheless, because it's not blemished, it receives an immediate upgrade. This is what the Gemara calls Migu Denachle Kedushas Damim, Nachdinami Kedushas Aguf. It goes for its immediate upgrade. Amar Rav Zosemarius, Hikdish Achlo Damav, Kadosh Kedushas Aguf. So Rava says, okay, so if I have a male animal and I want to be makdish it, and I actually articulate and I say I want to be makdish it for its value, what's going to happen? It gets an immediate upgrade. It goes from Kedushas Damim right up to Kedushas Aguf, even though that's not what I wanted. I only wanted it to have value Kedusha. Doesn't matter. It's a non-blemished animal. Immediate upgrade. Itmar hikdishach l'damav Rav Kahana amar kadosh Kedushas Aguf. Rav amar eino kadosh Kedushas Aguf. V'hada bei Rava. Now Rava at first disagreed. And Rava said, no. If intent of consecrator is to only give a Kedushas Damim, it only will have Kedushas Damim. But Rava then later retracted. So the Hada be Rava le Rav Kahana mid Rav Yehuda Marav, because he hears it from Rav Yehuda Marav that you get this concept of immediate upgrade, and finally Rava says, you know what, I'm in immediate upgrade. Okay, and it's interesting because Rava, Rav Kahana, Rav Yehuda Marav. When meanwhile back at the ranch we have Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon obviously disagrees with this concept of upgrade. Rabbi Shimon Amar Timakir Shalom Bemam. Amalei Rav Chiya Bar Avin LeRav Yochanan Migu Danach LeKedushas Dam Tinachas LeKedushas Aguf. To which the Gemara now says, hey, wait a second. Why doesn't Rabbi Shimon subscribe to this rule of upgrade? Amalei Rabbi Shimon LeTamid Amar Kol Midah DeLochati LeGuf LeNach LeKedushas Aguf Titanya. And Rabbi Shimon's position is, no, not here. Not when you're trying to invest it with something that it can't be. Meaning, if it's just a regular animal, and I invest it with Kedushas Damim, it's going to receive its immediate upgrade. But if I'm trying to give it a Kedusha that it can't be, it won't get upgraded. In other words, so I'm pointing to a female, and I'm saying, Asham, Rabbi Shimon says, no, no upgrade. And the Tanya in the Gemara says, and I'll illustrate this another way for you. We learned in a Braisa, Asham ben Shanavi, Evio ben Shtayim. Let's say you're obligated to bring a carbon asham, and the asham that you're required to bring needs to be a one-year-old asham. Rashi gives examples, asham nazir, asham mitzora. Okay, the Torah there in both of those cases prescribes a one-year-old, meaning within its first year. And you offer a two-year-old for your mitzora. Or let's go the other way. Ben shtayim vehivia ben shana. A two-year-old, which you're required to bring a two-year-old, and instead you bring a one-year-old. Okay? Rashi gives examples for the two-year-old. Asham Gzelos, Asham Me'ila, Shivcha Charufa, where the Torah says it's a two-year-old. Actually, the Torah doesn't use the word two-year-old. The Torah uses the language of Ayel. Ayel means a two-year-old. So,
is that like a separate category because of the name being different?
Beautiful. Right, beautiful. So, Asham ben Shana, Ve'evio ben Shtayim, ben Shtayim, Ve'evio ben Shana, K'sheira, V'lo Ala, L'lo Baal, M'shem Chova. So, it's a carbon, just not your carbon. Meaning, the Torah told you to bring a one-year-old and you brought a two-year-old. Torah told you to bring a two-year-old, so it's not going to be good for you. But it still will receive, it will still be a carbon. And now, Rabbi Shimon, here we go. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Atzman Eina Kedoshin. Rabbi Shimon says, what are you talking about? It's not a carbon. It's not. Because what did you do? You tried to invest it with Kedusha as a goof, but it's the wrong year. V'arei Mechusos Mandalo Chazei. I'm sorry, that's already a new point. Good. So you see in this Braisa that according to Rabbi Shimon, if you try to invest it for a carbon that it can't be, it doesn't get Kedusha Saguf. Same thing over here with our Asham. You point to a female and you say, Kedusha Saguf doesn't take. It only will get Kedusha's Damim. Okay. V'arei mechusos man delo chazi v'amei Rav Shimon dekarashani mechusos man dechazi l'machar. So the Gemara says, what about the case of mechusos man? Meaning, I can't bring it today, but tomorrow I can bring it. For example, osu v'esbeno. For example, within its first 8 days of life. Where right now I can't bring it, but I invested with Kedusha. Now Rabbi Shimon there will tell you that it will receive Kedusha as a goof. So the Gemara says, okay, but that's easy though. Because I can't bring it today, but I can bring it tomorrow. So the Gemara says, Ihachi Asham ben Shtayim ve'hevia ben Shana, hachazi l'shana. So the Gemara says, okay, but one of the examples that we just talked about was I needed to bring a two-year-old and I set aside a one-year-old. Okay, so wait a year. Or however many months you need to wait until it gets into a second year. So the Gemara says, well, no. The different, Rabbi Shimon learns it out from Bechor that even though it's a little bit premature, that's okay. Let's say I have a 5-day old. You know, the animal stands after about an hour after it's born. It's crazy. A 5-day old, you could put it in the pen and you can count it with your other animals from Isa Behema. Even though that 5-day old may end up being the 10th animal. How can you invest it with Kedusha? It's not an 8-day old yet. And the Torah says only Miyama Shmina Vahala, Yeretzah. Only from 8 days old. So the Gemara says, well, Maaser Behema, it's linked with Bechor. I think the second day in the row, we talked about the link between Maaser Behema and Bechor. Ma Bechor Karash Lefnei Zmano, V'Krav La'achar Zmano, Af Mechus Zman, Karash Lefnei Zmano, V'Krav La'achar Zmano. And by Bechor, you know it's invested with Kedusha, even though you can't bring it on day one, you can't bring it on day five. You can only bring it on day eight and onwards. Same thing is true with Maaser Behema. Even though day five, it's not yet invested with, it can't be Brazer Karban, but you can invest it with Kedusha. Okay.
You can throw it in the pen to be temple
master. Even at 5 days of age. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. We start with a Braisa. Hamatish Nekeva La'ola So. Ula Pischo. Ula Ashamo. A female animal, I set it aside as a Karban Ola. Okay, strike one. I set it aside as a Karban Pesach. That's strike two. I set it aside as a carbon asham. Okay, that's a three pitch strikeout. No, in other words, not. I didn't try to do all three, but in other words, it doesn't matter. Meaning, the point is that it doesn't. None of this, because the Torah for all these carbonas, the Torah demands a male. However, hamakish nekevel ol asol lepischol hashamo oset tumura. This animal, although cannot be offered as a karban, can be used to affect a tamura. Yeah, that, great. Because this braisa, first and foremost, is espousing the position of the Tanakama that we've been seeing for the past 2 or 3 days, which is, it receives kedusha saguf. Now, I can't offer it as a karban, but doesn't matter. It is still a karban. A non-bringable karban. Wow, that great. Great. What good English today. Non-offerable, thank you. A non-offerable carbon. Good. And therefore, because it's a carbon, it can affect Tamura. I could transplant the Kedusha from one to another. Good. And then Rabbi Shimon Omer. And here comes Rabbi Shimon. La olas osa tamura, la pizcha la shama ain osa tamura, shen lechadav osa tamura, ela haroli staev. And here comes Rabbi Shimon. It's the same Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon says, female asham? No. It's not a carbon. It doesn't have Kedusha Zaguf. Female Karban Pesach, again, same no. It doesn't have Kedusha Zaguf. And therefore, there's no transferring. You don't transfer from, there's no Tamur by Bedek Abayis. That's all you have over here is Bedek Abayis. What about Ola? So I remind you of the Rashi that we learned earlier today. Right? Ola, even Rabbi Shimon will tell you there's such a thing as a female Ola. And so it's weird, but it's that does have Kedusha. Shein lechadav rosa tamura ella haror listayv. Okay, good. I'm a Rebbe. Ein ani rola dvar shor Rebbe Shimon bePesach. Hola mosar Pesach krav shlamim. So Rebbe says, I'm not buying Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe meaning Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. I'm not buying Rebbe Shimon on the Pesach example, because what happens to your Pesach after Pesach? It turns into a shlamim. Shlamim can be brought from what gender? Male or female? Ah. Oh. So you see that by Ola, Rabbi Shimon was okay with a female Ola. Meaning it will receive Kedusha Saguf. Why? Because birds. Karban Pesach, you can make a very similar argument. After Pesach, it becomes a Shlamim. And it is applicable to say a female Shlamim. That does work. Rabbi Shimon ba'ashim hol moser ashim krav Ola. So the Gemara says, well, if you have such creative license, you could do some very creative things with an asham. Right? What happens with the asham that I no longer need? It's nitak. Right? It's assigned, a reassignment of the asham. How does the asham get what does the asham get reassigned to? An ola. Now, by an ola, can I bring an ola from a female? Yeah, in the world of birds. So it's creative. right?
Where?
Yeah. Right, yeah. So an Ashim could get reassigned as an Ola, and Ola could be brought by a female, in the case of birth, by a female. Okay, so yeah, I understand. There are degrees of separation, but the Gemara says, but you could, you know, you could connect those dots. Rabbi Savalaka Rabban and Darmi Mosos and David Sibor, Azlivay and Tamura Bit Sibor. So the Gemara says, yeah, but it is creative, but it's just not going to work for a technical reason. Because Rebbe happens to be of the opinion that if I have leftover asham that I no longer need, it is sold and the proceeds go to a tzibor, olat tzibor, and that, and a tzibor, a karma cannot be brought as a tamura. Cannot be used to create tamura. Okay, period. Okay, let's do a little bit more. Kalsak adachai in a time of the Rabbi Shimon Gabe Mafresh Nekevel Ola Sam Shem Hachios the Tamura Deika Shem Ola Aleha Gabe Ola Saof. So the Gemara says, look, Rabbi Shimon makes a difference between Ola versus Asham and Pesach. Female Ola, yeah, that can make a Tamura. Female Pesach, female Asham cannot. And we think the Gemara telegraphs a punch. And we think the reason why is because by Ola, it has status like we've been discussing earlier this morning. Elamiata b'kohen gadol sheyefresh paro l'paro. Okay. You know the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur has to bring a bull. It's got to be a bull, right? Parshel kohen gadol. What if he, instead of setting aside a bull, what if he sets aside a cow? Not the most learned kohen gadol, but we already learned during the Second Temple, they didn't have the most learned kohen gadols. So he sets aside a female cow for his part of Yom Kippur. Tikdosh. So the Gemara now says, at least according to Rabbi Shimon, look, obviously it cannot be offered, obviously. But it should receive Kedusha Saguf. Why? Because it does have status. How? Da'ika paras chatas. Because we do find a cow chatas. Where do we find a cow chatas? The Gemara is going to suggest something stranger. By the paraduma. Mm-hmm. Paraduma. Okay. Now, paraduma is a carbon. It really isn't. Right. I know. This is gray area. Right. What is a paraduma? Because it's got to be non-blemished animal. But I checked it outside the Beis HaMikdash. That information by itself should already tell you that it's not a carbon. I checked it outside the Beis HaMikdash, which, and the Torah says that's a major no-no. So the Gemara basically says kache berek abayis, so the kache berek abayis will have the tamura.
But the thing is that it has certain kedusha. You cannot put it to work, and you know, there's certain
agreed. Totally agreed, but it's not a carbon, and therefore that's not that won't be a good case study. How about this? Let's finish up with this one. What if a individual sets aside a male goat for his chatas? Okay, now for an individual who sins, he needs to bring a female, and he sets aside a male. So, at least according to Rabbi Shimon, let it get invested with Kedusha Saguf, Dehaika Seir Nasi. Because, you know, a king brings a male goat, and you could be a king. Ihachi Nasi Sheifrish Seira L'Seiro. Tiktosh Ahayachin Mafish Seira. So the Gemara says, well, how about a king setting aside a female goat? Again, he can't bring it because he's a king, but let the animal at least be invested with Kedusha, again, according to Rabbi Shimon, because it's such a thing as a female chatas, hanitre gufei ninhu. So the Gemara says, okay, but enough with this discussion, because they're two different people. Meaning, for he himself, either the commoner or the king, there's only one type of animal that he could bring.
Maybe
sponsored. Right, right, okay. Well, he's trying to connect. Okay, we're going to pause over here, awkwardly pause over here. We'll pick it up tomorrow right in the middle of the Amud, Chaf Amud Aleph. Okay, today we did most of our time today we spent on Rebbe Elazar. and trying to understand the difference between Ol and Asham and Rabbi Lazar. We introduced ourselves today, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon says that if I'm trying to be mafresh an animal as a carbon that it can't become, he does not subscribe to automatic upgrade, and therefore it only is invested with Kedushas Damim. And basically now we're kind of like trying to feel our way through Rabbi Shimon and see to what degree does he subscribe to this principle. The learning we do this morning, the schus in the learning should be continued Rufu Shlema for Rafal Zakai Avraham ben Yakira Avigail. Rechananya Menakash Amar Rasa Kashbach Lazakus Alficha Chirban Torah Mr. Shanemar Nechafetz Mansiko Yadil Torah Viadir.